It's again a joy to be with you.
很喜乐再次与大家一起。
It's been more than 50 years since I began preaching.
我已经传信息已经有超过50年了。
And I believe this is the first time I've taken up this classic New Year's text.
也许这是第一次我是在新年开始给信息。
To forget those things that are behind and reach for the things that are ahead of us.
要忘记背后努力面前的。
When Tony asked me to preach last week, I had just finished reading Philippians.
当托尼要我来传信息的时候，我刚刚读完腓立比书。
And I felt that my visit today between the solar and the lunar new year, meant that this was perhaps the Lord's direction.
我就想到说，也许我这次来传信息的时间是在公历和农历的新年之间，所以主有特别的话说。
I wanted to do it in an unusual way.
所以这次我会有一点改变。
In the middle of the scriptures that were read today, there is a phrase in chapter 4, verse 5.
当我们所读的经文里面，特别在第四章第五节。
The Lord is near.
主已经近了。
The Holy Spirit struck me with the thought, what a wonderful watchword this would be for our new year.
圣灵就抓住我的心，觉得说这是何等宝贵的一个字。来抓住我们的心。
We're still under the threat of the pandemic.
我们仍然在这个新冠大流行之中。
As a Christian, I believe the pandemic persists.
我作为一个基督徒，我的感觉是它还没有止住。
Because it has not yet achieved the purposes of God.
因为神的旨意还没有达成。
But the Lord is near.
但是主已经近了。
What does it mean to say that the Lord is near?
主已经近了，它的含义是什么？
The Greek word for near is ambiguous.
希腊文对于这个近了有一点解释的空间。
It can refer to space or it can refer to time.
它可以是指空间，也可以指时间。
If it's understood as space, it means that the Lord has come close by.
如果是指空间，那就是我们的主他来，已经很靠近我们了。
He is present with us.
他与我们同在。
He sees our struggles or our anxieties.
他看见我们的挣扎，看见我们的焦虑。
He witnesses our behavior and our worship.
他也看见我们的敬拜，看见我们的行为。
If it's understood as time, it may refer to the Lord's return as soon.
如果这个近了是指时间，那就表示主的再来就马上就会到。
And this heightens the seriousness of every instruction of Scripture.
这就是圣经上所有的吩咐和命令极其的重要。
We need to give attention to how we live in the last days.
我们要知道我们自己在末后当怎样的活。
Most of the books on Philippians say we should not choose.Between the two.
多数的解经家告诉我们说，我们不应当凭自己的喜好来选择哪一种解释。
We need to see it both ways as we apply the text.
我们应该把两种的认识都摆在心里。
We've just celebrated Christmas, which is the story of how God has come near by sending His Son into the world.
我们刚刚庆祝了圣诞节，那里说到，神靠近我们，乃是把他的儿子给我们。
As believers,We know that the Holy Spirit unites us into Christ.
我们相信的人知道说是圣灵让我们得在基督里。
Jesus lives in our hearts. He is indeed near.
基督他活在我们的里面，他确实与我们靠近。
What I would like us to do is to see this little phrase, the Lord is near, as a mighty truth that gives light and understanding to our passage today.
今天我们来看这个短短的句子，主已经近了。我们在这是一个大能的宣告，在这个光中，我们再来看福音的真理。
In the light of this mighty declaration of gospel truth, the Lord is near. I will press on.
在这个大能的宣告当中，主已经近了，我当竭力追求。
Paul is giving us the example of his testimony as we stand at the beginning of a new year.
我们新年开始的时候，我们可以看见保罗他自己的见证。
The Lord is near. He is with us. He's coming soon.
主已经近了，他与我们同在，他就要再来。
And I want to press on so that I can take hold for that which Christ took hold of me.
我应当竭力追求能够得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
How should that happen?
我们应当怎样来竭力呢？
First of all, in humility.
首先是要谦卑。
Not that I have already obtained, he says, not that I consider myself as having yet taken hold.
保罗说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
I want you to look at a contrast in chapter 3, verse 6.
我们可以把它与第三章第六节来比较。
In his life before Christ, there was much that Paul could boast about.
当保罗遇见基督以前，他有许多可以自夸的。
He says, as for legalistic righteousness, I was faultless.
保罗说，就律法的义来说，我是无可指责的。
And that's the way it is with man-made religion.
这就是人造的宗教，就是这样。
You can make checklists, check them off, and think you've arrived.
你可以列个表格，然后一样样的划去，表示你做成了，这就是人的宗教。
But the Christian life is not a checklist.
但是我们基督徒的生活，它不只是一个日程表。
It is knowing Christ and making him known through our lives.
我们基督徒的生活乃是要认识基督，也让基督借着我们被人知道。
It is growing deeper in the knowledge of who he is and fathoming the power of his resurrection.
是要认识我们主的自己，也认识他复活的大能。
It is relishing the riches of his love and mercy.
乃是能够认识他的爱。
And realizing there's no way to exhaust the depth and length and breadth and height of who he is.
也我们心里知道说我们没有办法完全的认识神的爱的长阔高深。
Paul says, I have not arrived, neither have you or I.
保罗说我还没有得着，你和我也还没有得着。
Who could ever reach the saturation point of the infinite?
对于那无限的爱，我们有谁说我已经得到足够了。
The Lord is near.Let us press on to know him in humility.
主已经近了，让我们竭力追求，是在谦卑之中来追求。
And we need to press on to know him in faith.
我们追求的时候也要在信心当中来追求。
This is a disorienting period of time.
这是一个混乱的时间。
There is much confusion and discord and doubt in the culture and in the church.
在这个文化当中，在教会当中都有许多的困扰。
As a pastor at Christmas time, I love to pose an old age-old question.
我作为一个牧师，圣诞节的时候常常就是问一个老问题。
What is this world coming to?
这个世界将走向何方？
And then I'd remind everybody,The question is the wrong perspective.
然后我就提醒大家，这个问题其实角度不对。
We don't scratch our heads and despair over what the world is coming to.
我们不只是抓抓我们的头，在那里想，说世界要走向何方。
The Christian's message is, look what has come into this world.
我们基督徒的信息应该是说，我们要看是谁进入了世界。
Chapter 3, verses 20 and 21.
在第三章二十节、二十一节。
The apostle says that believers are to live as a colony of heaven.
这里我们说，二十节说我们是天上的国民。
This world is not our home, we're just passing through.
这世界非我家，我们只是从其中经过。
And how are we to live in this present age?
我们当今应当如何的活？
Look at his comment, as we eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control.
我们是在等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要按照那要等候他那个按叫万有归服自己的大能。
He is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是主耶稣基督。
He has the power that enables him to bring all things under his control.
他的大能是叫万有归服他自己。
In Kansas City, there's a lawyer who advertises on TV.
在堪城我们看到电视上有律师做广告。
That if you call him when you get hurt in Kansas City,
如果你发生了车祸受了伤害，
he says he's got this.
他说我会帮你解决。
But in all the trials of human experience,
但是在所有人的经历里面，
there is only one who has the power to bring all things under his control.
在我们的经历里只有一位他能够解决我们所有的问题。
It is the Lord Jesus.
只有主耶稣基督。
The Lord is near.
主已经近了。
The Lord is able.
主他能做。
Trust him in confusing times and press on.
在我们困惑的时候，让我们信靠他，让我们竭力追求。
And secondly, the Lord is near. I will persevere.
下面一点是主已经近了，我要持守。
This is a thought that appears three times in our text.
这个思想在经文当中出现了三次。
The first one is in 3:13.
第一个是在第三章十三节。
But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Paul will not be distracted by the sins of the past.
保罗他不会被过去的罪所分心。
Christians used to be terrified of him before he met Christ.
基督徒在遇见基督，在保罗遇见基督之前会很怕这个保罗。
But he repented of his sin and believed in Jesus' work on the cross.
但保罗已经悔改，他已经借着十字架到主的面前。
For Paul is for us.The Lord is near in forgiveness and mercy and gives a new future.
我们的主的再来意味着宽恕和怜悯，要给我们一个新的将来。
He will strain forward like a long distance runner.
他像一个长跑的人。
To what the Lord has yet for him to do.
要跑，主要招他所跑的路。
And he would not be distracted by the successes of the past.
他也不会因为过去的成功来被分心。
He could have said, I've done enough.
保罗可以说我已经做够多了。
I've planted so many churches and won hundreds to Christ.
我已经建立了这么多教会，我已经向这么多人信主。
It's time for me to retire.
我可以退休了。
But no, the Lord is near. He's coming soon.The Lord says the gospel must go to the uttermost parts of the world.
但是主已经近了，是我乃是要持守，要把福音传到世上所有的地方。
Paul would be martyred before he could get to all the places he wanted to preach Christ.
在保罗能够到达所有地方之前，他就已经为主殉道了。
Friends, let us be people of one thing.
让我们做那个只有一件事的人。
And let us persevere in the heavenward call that the Lord has placed on our lives.
就是在我们所得着的天召上面，我们要持守。
And then in chapter 3, verse 16,
三章十六节，
we have, Paul wants the Philippians to persist in growing to mature believers.
保罗希望腓立比的圣徒，他们能够长进到一个完全的地步。
But then he tells them something very important.
然后有一件很重要的事。
Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
我们到了什么地步就当照什么地步行。
There's only one way to grow toward Christian maturity.
基督徒只有一条成熟的路。
It is not thinking that we can master the Christian life just by doctrinal excellence.
我们会误解说我们达到成熟就是我们对教义的理解已经完全了，我们就成熟了。
or by constant study or chasing after the latest teacher.
或者说我们不断的研习，或者我们就听最新的讲员的最新的信息。
God has designed the Christian life to look like this.
神为我们基督徒的定规是这样。
His Spirit reveals a precept from Scripture.
神的灵把他的吩咐启示给我们。
We learn it, but then we live it.
我们学到了，我们就活出来。
And we become examples of that precept.
然后我们就可以把这个成为那个命令的榜样。
And then He reveals more.
然后圣灵就给我们启示再多一点。The
only way to walk in the light is through living out in obedience the Word of God.
只有得到光，只有是借着要活出神的道。This
should be a New Year commitment for all of us.
这是我们在新年里面我们在神面前所要承诺的。It
will take courage and prayer.
这需要我们的胆量，也需要我们的祷告。And
then in chapter 4, verse 1,
四章一节,
Paul commands outright that we should stand firm in the Lord.
保罗叫我们要应当靠主站立得稳。Stand
firm like soldiers at a post.
就好像说一个士兵在他的方阵里面，他要站得住。In
Greek, it's a military word.
这是一个希腊的军事的术语。Regardless
of whatever pressures there may be to abandon your post, stay with it.
不管你周围的压力有多大有多危险，在你的军阵里面，你必须站住。Some
must have been struggling with this temptation to abandon the church.
有的人也许会有这个诱惑，有挣扎，是不是要离开教会？All
through his letter, there are hints of self-interest.
保罗的书信里也提到，这有些可能是为了他自己的好处。Of
conceit and pride.
或者是隐藏的骄傲,
the spirit of division,
或者是有分裂的灵,
and depression,
或者是沮丧,
harshness of spirit,
或者是灵里不原谅,
anxiety,
焦虑,
prayerlessness,
不祷告,
and hearts filled with the wrong kinds of things.
或者心里被别样的事充满了。Here,
Paul shows us the solution begins with the unity of faith in the Lord Jesus.
保罗告诉我们说，这个解决的办法是在主的里面有一个爱的联合。He
gets specific with two women who couldn't get along in the church.
他特别提到两位姊妹，她们彼此不能够相处得好。Unity
among believers is essential to a truly Christian way of life.
我们基督徒生活里面至关重要的就是爱的联合。
Paul pleads for these women to place themselves under the lordship of Christ.
保罗就劝勉这两位姊妹要尊重我们主的主权。
And then for them to embrace the Lord's mind and heart together.
要有主的心，要有主的意念。
I've heard that you'll continue in the Gospel and letters of John as your theme for this coming year.
我听说你们新年的主题仍然是在约翰福音。
I commend that you spend some time in the Lord's prayer in John 17.
我鼓励你们去读约翰福音17章主耶稣的祷告。
As Jesus intercedes at the right hand of the Father for us.
主耶稣在父的右边为我们求。
That is what's on his heart.
那是在他心中的。
And a major request in Jesus' prayer is that we might be one, even as He and the Father are one.
他祷告当中最重要的就是要我们完完全全的合一，就像他和父合一。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is near. Stand together in unity.
弟兄姊妹，主已经近了，让我们在主里面站在一起。
No one can, nor they should they, live the Christian life alone.
没有一个人能够，他们不应该，也不能够一个人过基督徒生活。In
Revelation 3, the Lord Jesus says to the best church of the seven churches,
在启示录第三章，主对七个教会中好像最好的。
I am coming soon, hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的。 免得人夺去你的冠冕。
The Lord is near, I insist.
主已经近了，我要持守。
And then thirdly, the Lord is near, I will praise.
然后主已经近了，我要赞美。
We see this in chapter 4, verse 4.
我们看到四章四节。
The rejoice in the Lord always, I say, and again I say rejoice.
要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
The church in recent years has struggled with worship and praise.
我们知道说像近来教会是在这些敬拜和赞美当中有挣扎。
Maybe we struggle with this in our personal praise as well.
也许我们在个人的赞美当中也有挣扎。
Often in our public worship, praise can be antiseptic.
然后在我们的这个公开的祷告当中，好像说这个敬拜就是会变成一种固化的。
That means without any sense of intimacy with God.
好像我们失去了与主的那个亲近。
Nor is it infectious or contagious.
好像就不再能够感染别人。
It's as if sometimes God's people are singing with the masks over their heart.
好像我们唱的时候，我们有一个帕子，这个也可以今天说也像一个口罩，好像在我们的心中。
Paul doesn't tell the people to worship the Lord.
保罗叫我们要去敬拜神。
He doesn't tell them to praise the Lord.
他不是叫他们赞美。
Instead, he tells them twice to rejoice in the Lord.
不只是要赞美，更是要喜乐。
Why? Because rejoicing Christians cannot praise the Lord with a mask over their hearts.
因为如果你真正喜乐的话，你的赞美不会是好像有一个帕子或者一个口罩在你的心里。
We need to repent if our love has grown cold or our worship has grown formal.
如果我们这个里面有爱，我们的敬拜就不会固化，成为僵化的。
Or we need to repent if the joy of the Lord is no longer our strength.
如果靠主来的喜乐不再是我们的力量，我们就应该悔改。
Rejoice, the Lord is near.
我们要喜乐，主已经近了。
Do you know one of the things that kept Jesus on the cross was the promise of his being present at your worship service?
我们知道说，在我们主，为什么我们的主能够上十字架，乃是因为摆在前面的喜乐。
Jesus recited Psalm 22 on the cross.
我们的主在十字架上，他说到了诗篇二十二篇。
It starts with the agony of his suffering.
说到那个痛苦。
But it progresses to a song of deliverance that must have comforted Jesus on the cross.
然后他就说到那个喜乐，能够叫他得到安慰。
It includes this.I will declare your name, my brothers, in the congregation I will praise you.
我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。
The writer of the book of Hebrews quotes that verse.
希伯来书的作者就引用了这一节的经文。
And then tells us that Jesus is not ashamed to call us his brothers.
然后告诉我们说，耶稣他称我们为他的弟兄，也不以为耻。
In fact, he goes on to quote another verse.Where it says, Here I am the children God has given me.
然后又引用了一节，说我要依赖他，又说看哪，我与神所给我的儿女。
Later the same writer would admonish us to fix our eyes upon Jesus.
然后这位作者又劝勉我们，当定睛
仰望耶稣。For the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
他因为摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱。
There isn't much to stir our joy in this weary world today.
所以在这个我们所遇见的这个叫人困扰的世界，只有喜乐能够带我们出来。
But look unto Jesus.
仰望耶稣。
Look at him leading the singing of our worship.
让我们的主带领我们的歌唱。
Rejoice in the Lord.
在主里喜乐。
And again I say rejoice.
我再说在主里喜乐。
The Lord is near and I will praise.
主已经近了，我要赞美。
And then lastly, the Lord is near, I will pray.
最后主已经进了，我要祷告。
Dear friends, perhaps this is the greatest test of whether we believe that the Lord is near.
这是一个测试，最好的测试，我们是不是真的相信主已经进了。
What is the health of our prayer life?
我们祷告的生活是不是健康？
If we are prayerless, we treat God like another dumb idol who has eyes but he does not see or ears that he does not hear.
如果我们不祷告，我们就把我们的神当作那样的偶像，好像是有眼却不能看，有耳却不能听。
How much of the Old Testament is designed to show that our God is not dumb or mute, he has spoken.
我们在旧约圣经里多少次的说我们的神并非是又聋又哑。
Or that he is a God who sees the plight of his people.
或者说这个神是看不见他的百姓的苦难。
Or that he is a God who hears and answers their prayer.
相反，就要告诉我们他何等的喜悦来答应他们的祷告。
The Lord is near and I will pray.
主已经近了，我要祷告。
Verse 6 says, I will pray instead of being anxious or worried.
4章第6节说是我要祷告，我不要挂虑。
Remember, Paul is in prison.
我们记得保罗他是在监狱里写这个。
Persecution is increasing.
那里逼迫在加增。
But Paul makes no exceptions.
但是保罗并不把他因此为借口。
Instead, he instructs us to replace worry with prayer.
但是保罗叫我们不要挂虑，乃是要祷告。And
then he uses three different words for prayer.
他用了三个词来说到祷告。He's
saying, pray, pray, pray.
他说祷告，祷告，祷告。By
prayer, with supplication, requests be made known to God.
祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。The
way to be anxious about nothing is to pray about everything.
如果你要一无挂虑，你就要为一切祷告。That's
how we gain equilibrium in a world that's always creating anxiety.
我们知道说这个世界所产生的都是焦虑，我们要得到平衡，这是唯一的办法。Believe
that God is.
相信神是。And
that he is greater than the greatest problem.
我们的神比世上一切的问题都大。
And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
他赏赐所有寻求他的人。
And then I will pray with the right attitude.
让我们祷告的态度才能对。
With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
接着感谢把你们所要的告诉神。
In every situation, he is Almighty God.
他在各样的事上，他都是那位全能的神。
We can thank him for the beginning of the end of our anxiety.
我们可以感谢他，因为他能够止住我们的忧虑。
Thanksgiving makes room for God to do his work in our heart or in a situation.
我们要感谢神，让他能够在我们的心中工作来解决我们的问题。
Be like King Hezekiah, who received an international ultimatum.
我们记得西西家王，当他 收到了一个最后通牒。The
scroll came from the most powerful empire of his time.
在当时最大的强权，给他一个最后通牒。What
did he do?
他是怎样做？
He spread it out before the Lord, and the Lord answered and delivered.
他将他在神的面前展开，耶和华神就答应他。Our
troubles may not seem very significant compared to that.
我们的麻烦也许没有那么大。Yet,
in his steadfast love, the Lord invites us to stop hiding our needs.
但是在他永恒的爱里面，主邀请我们不要隐藏我们的需要。Cast
all your anxiety on him, Peter commands, for he cares for you.
当然要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们，这是彼得的话。
And then lastly, I will pray with the peace of God.
最后我要祷告，要以神的平安来祷告。This
is not the peace of God that Jesus won for us on the cross.
这不仅是说神在十字架上为我们得着的平安。
This is not the peace that we feel or admit that is the fruit of the Spirit.
这不只不是在说圣灵果子里面的那个平安。
This is the peace that describes the very nature of God.
这个平安，这里的平安说的是神性里面的本质。
It refers to the tranquility and the calm serenity of His very nature.
这是说到他在神性里面所固有的本质。
That's why it transcends human understanding.
它是人所不能够认知的。
The Lord is near and He makes the peace of His very nature available to the trusting believer.
主已经近了，他乃是把他神性当中那一个属于他自己的平安给我们。
And what will this peace of God do?
这个神的平安能为我们做什么？
Again, a military term.
这又是一个军事的术语。
It will stand guard on guard duty over our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
它在基督耶稣里面保守我们的心怀意念。
The best illustration I can think of this is in the book of Revelation, chapters 4 and 5.
最好的表达我能够想到的是启示录第四章第五章。
It is the last days, the end times.
这已经是到末世。
All the struggles and horrors of the book of Revelation are about to take place.
所有的那些可怕的事都即将发生。
But before they unfold, the Apostle John gives us a view of the throne room of heaven.
当这些都要展开之前，约翰所看见的是那个宝座前面的景象。
There are myriad holy angels attending.
那有无数的天使在那里。
The 24 elders represent the completed number of Old and New Testament believers.
那里有24位长老代表旧约新约所有得救的圣徒。
They are seated around the throne, their work is done.
他们坐着环绕着宝座。
The four living creatures keep up the cry,of holy, holy, holy.
那四活物就不断地呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉。
It is the center of cosmic reality and power.
这就是宇宙的中心，能力的中心。
The colors are astounding.
这个所给我们的图画是让我们惊人的。
God is seated on the throne.
神坐在宝座上。
The angels and the saved ages join in the chorus, Worthy are you, O God.
我们历世历代所有的圣徒与天使他们加入这个赞美神你是配的。
It's all so wonderful.
这实在是美妙。
But then John sees something, a scroll in the right hand of him who sits upon the throne.
然后约翰就看见说有一个书卷拿在做宝座的羔羊手中。
We know now that it's the rest of the book of Revelation.
那书卷其实就是启示录剩下来的部分。
All the events of man's wickedness and rebellion and God's judgment.
是人一切的悖逆和神的审判。
To John, it was the future yet unknown.
对于约翰来说，那是未知的将来。
There is tension in this serene place.
在这寂静当中有一个张力。
A holy angel asks, who is worthy to take the scroll and open its seals?
一位天使就问说谁配展开这书卷呢？
None could be found and it made John weep.
因为没有一位，所以约翰就哭泣。
Then one of the elders said to John, do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David has triumphed. He is able.
长老中的一位就是对于约翰说不要哭，因为犹大支派的狮子大卫的根他已得胜，能以展开那书卷。
It's Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
And just them, the lamb that looked as if it had been sacrificed.
那羔羊像是刚刚被杀的。
Stepped forward and took the scroll.
他前来就取了这个书卷。
All heaven falls to the ground in the worship of rejoicing.
天上一切所有的都要屈膝敬拜。
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
And then there was a grand Amen.
然后就有一个大大的 Amen.
And if you can hold that picture in your mind of that moment,
如果那幅图画在你的心中
that is the peace of God.
那就是神的平安最好的解释。
At the still point of the universe,is a righteous God who holds the future in his hand.
整个宇宙都寂静、啊、当我们的神他抓住了未来。
And that is the peace of God that is promised to stand guard over our hearts and minds.
那个回到腓立比书那个乃是神的平安要保守我们的心怀意念。
The Lord is near.
主已经近了。
Or in the words of an old hymn,
有一首古老的诗歌
Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown.
虽然不知将来如何我们有平安有完全的平安
Jesus we know and he is on his throne.
我们所知道的耶稣他在宝座上
Our Father seal this to our hearts
主啊我们愿意
the hope of the new year.
但愿你把这些信息印在我们的心中
Help us to determine to press on in your strength and in your power.
心中来定义我们要竭力的追求。
For Jesus' sake, Amen.
为着耶稣的缘故，阿门。